600 years ago, Percy Fawcett, a Brit, went hunting for the lost city of Z, stepping off the reservation by the Amazon standards, walked into the forest, and never came out.
"Is that what you are looking for?"
the man, a strange Bolivian in a straw hat and striped shirt, asked in heavily accented English.
"Hell no. Be reasonable, man. I'm looking for gold, not glory.
Look, I know a guy who knew a guy with a fancy new LIDAR," Matthew said with confidence, slapping the Bolivian on the arm with the back of his hand like they were old friends. "Some sort of light-based tech that uses a satellite. Anyways, I stole the computer, got into the files, and identified an undiscovered structure through the trees 10 miles inland from Puerto Suarez."
10. It's been there the entire time.
Matthew Baker lit a cigarette as the donkey-drawn cart thumped over a mislaid rock. The Bolivian reached for a cigarette from Matthew's pack, but Matthew ignored him and droned on, lost in an open-air fantasy in which he walked upon a handful of dilapidated structures overtaken by the forest. Perhaps they were covered in moss. Maybe there might be a python or a large cat that had made its home there. He would have to shoo them off, kill them if necessary. But in the largest of the buildings, in the northeast corner, under a wooden door strapped with iron, would be...
"And there's gold there? In this building? Why nobody got to it yet?"
"Why hasn't anybody gotten to it yet, my friend?" Matthew corrected. "And can you imagine the look from the professors and tightwad scholars when I return? The sheer astonishment! 10 miles inland, right under our noses. The authorities will surely be pissed about missing the tech, but it won't take much to pay them off." He noticed the Bolivian man reaching toward him again and handed him a cigarette.
"Technology. What else have we missed simply because technology hasn't caught up yet?"
"My old student, a friend, well, Tiana is already on her way there. I told her about the find and, well, she was in. She's a much more experienced explorer than I and said she'd head right there. We're supposed to meet her in Tijuana. Anyways, I was on a plane from Mexico that afternoon and crossing the Bolivian border by midnight." The cart turned right at the fork, entering a denser part of the forest where the trees rose imposingly over the lonesome travelers and the canopy smothered yet more of the midday sun. Nobody talked about the quiet of the forest, or how it swaddled you in prickly heat, poured water on your head while you slept, and otherwise ripped man right from the top of the food chain.
"You not worried?"
"About what? There's no stranger wildlife than South American women, and I've survived them for years. The government? They can't handle the cartels, let alone stalk places people aren't willing to go for people they don't really want to find."
"No, sir. I'm not worried."
Matthew shrugged the strap of his bag off his shoulder. It left a rectangular sweat stain on his khaki shirt.
"Curses. The Incans, they left curses."
Matthew chuckled heartily and hopped off the cart. The Bolivian tugged on the reins. Drawing a particularly ripe banana from his pack, Matthew handed it, skin and all, to the ass who mashed it with flat teeth in chunks. Matthew handed his driver a roll of Bolivianos, the amount irrelevant, but enough that the Bolivian's eyes grew wide.
"My friend, whatever is out there,"
he pointed west into the forest, bugs chittering loudly in acknowledgement, "is older than the Incans, and they built a holdout for their stash. Even curses must have an expiration date." The Bolivian tilted his head to the trees as if they were talking to him. The bugs chittered their welcome.
"We are here," he said.
Matthew's eyes held firm on his destination through the foliage. His wedding ring, worn on a heavy chain around his neck, flashed in a single beam of light that snuck through the canopy. The Bolivian looked confused, sweat dripping down his papyrus-like skin from his raised eyebrow.
"But, mister, the Incans gone. Gone and not rich. Aquí comienza el camino hacia los confines del mundo,"
Matthew exclaimed.
"Here begins the path to the end of the world."
By the time the Bolivian answered, Matthew was already 10 paces into the forest, machete in one hand, map in the other.
"Señor Magellan died of poison arrow. Never make it to Moluccas." "Then be my Victoria. Be the faithful ship that made the journey and take me home. 1 month, my friend. Meet me here in 1 month."